since apparently everybody else is talking about it. Not that we want to. And in our case, of course, we always go above the fray. Our discussion is to admonish all the other news organizations for talking about it, which I guess that means we have to admonish ourselves since we're talking about it.
Right.
The verdict came out yesterday in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, and you would have thought it was the biggest news story going on.
Yep.
With the, if I understand correctly, not only did, and I expected this from the cable, satellite, whatever. I expected that.
Yeah.
But apparently it says here some of the over-the-air broadcast.
I watched the NBC newscast last night, first 8 minutes or 9 minutes of the national newscast. Now, let's see what's going on in the world. There's shootings. There's, of course, Russia and Ukraine. There's the economy. But the first 8 or more minutes were spent on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. What is wrong with us? Are we that screwed up?
Totally agree. I mean, I was so sick of watching that last night. And Hannity yesterday afternoon carried the verdict in depth between 3 and 4 o'clock. Every charge being read. And then last night on a Fox show on TV, he spent the first 15, 20 minutes talking about that case.
Yeah. And how did he politicize it? Oh my gosh. Well,
I shook my head. I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
Agree.
And this is not to take away, and I almost think it did, the seriousness of what everything was about. It almost got lost in the over-the-top coverage.
If it had been two everyday folks going at each other, we wouldn't have heard about it.
Yeah.
The topic would have been seriously considered in the court. But we are so screwed up in this society with our fascination with people that we put up on big pedestals to see how far they can fall. I shook my head. Couldn't believe that all of a sudden was. And, and the cable channels, they carried live coverage of the trial. Some of them carried all of it.
As one analyst wrote, I love this, the scandalous accusations that went back and forth would have gotten edited out of any plausible Hollywood script. No one would believe this, they would say.
Probably.
But
if somebody takes the trial and cuts it up, they probably have a 26-episode mini-doc or something.
Yeah. Which that'll be coming at some point.
Yep.
At some point, the true life story. I did not know this. It says that both Johnny and Amber had hashtag support on social media.
Of course.
And if you would have looked at the numbers, you would have understood why Johnny Depp got the better end, I guess they'll say.
Yeah, I get out of this.
He had more than 10 billion views on his, while Amber Heard only had 39 million on hers.
Oh.
This is great, great documentation for the value of no-fault divorce. Because you don't play it all out in court or something.
Well,
like
but this
that.
Wasn't this had nothing to do with divorce though. This had
well,
to do
yeah,
with,
but
this was defamation of character.
But
defamation
still, if you were to have a divorce that went to court, there would be a bunch of defamation and stuff like that. Perhaps.
Well, but you can always sue separately. Divorce is one thing which can get nasty, obviously, and which probably did. But this was totally out of that. I mean, they've been gone. Split for a long time, so this was strictly defamation. Why are we talking about
ugly,
this?
Ugly, nasty stuff.
Again, we're talking about this to admonish all the other people for talking about it. That's what we're doing for you here. This is above all that fray, and we're into the serious reasons of why it should not have been talked about in the first place. So they'll know better next time. Know better next time.
We will.
Axios did a survey. And it showed that the trial got more line on attention than many other stories, as you mentioned, that Ukraine, the abortion the situation with the leak from the Supreme Court. A lot of things that were coming in from the White House that President Biden was talking about, this was getting more attention online.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the year, when they do those top news stories of the year.
Right. Oh, this will be it. Yeah, this will be one of the top 10.
I hope Ukraine is number one, but this will make top 10.
And I'm not disagreeing with anything you guys are saying. I didn't really follow this. And tell you the truth, if somebody called me up and said, Pat, what's your opinion? I can't really give one. I have a friend who's a lawyer, and I saw some of the things that she tweeted yesterday, and I thought, okay, this is the most I've really am learning about everything that I really didn't follow. I guess you could say one reason why this was followed, though, is that there are a lot of people who can, in one way or another, relate to this. In one way or another. Not saying completely, not because they're celebrities or anything. I think when it comes to being in abusive relationships.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it the first story in national news.
No. But I'm just telling you, for people who are in abusive, whether or not it's emotional or physical.
And you're right.
And I think that's maybe one reason why this happened.
But
the
main reason is these are two Hollywood types.
Of course, you're not going to listen to Jane Doe and John Doe. Exactly. Right. This is because it was Johnny Depp. I mean, it was Johnny Depp.
Also, understand this too, I believe. Because of their power and because of their fame and their fortune, the issue itself was lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the issue is, so what?
Yeah.
You know?
I would have been happy with 1 minute. All I want to know is a verdict and how much was awarded.
I would have been happy with no minutes.
But it got way, way, way more coverage than it should have.
It did. But, I mean,
hopefully, to your point that, again, going back to the seriousness of it all that got lost in the overtop coverage, the seriousness doesn't get lost for people who are actually experiencing some of those issues.
Right.
And, you know,
But it did get political. It did. It became a political thing. I saw on Twitter yesterday, it became a right-left issue. It did.
How does it become a right-left issue?
I don't know. And this is what I told Art off the air. I said the House Judiciary Committee the Republican House Judiciary Committee, they posted one thing after the verdict, and it was, what was his character's name in Pirates of the Caribbean? Jack something, right?
Sparrow.
Posted a picture of him, basically saying that they were celebrating that he won. That's why they posted it. I mean, so I didn't even know this was a political thing, but apparently it was.
Everything is political.
Yeah, I guess. and that was the thing. And then it was. It became a left-right issue.
Yeah, so I it was one of the news sources I go to had an article about how much he's going to get. He gets $8.35 million. The judgment was for $15 million, but the punitive damages are limited.
Yeah, right.
So limited, the judge reduced it to 35,
In that state.
In that state, Virginia. In Virginia,
right.
Yeah. And so he gets 8.35. He actually gets 10.35, but she gets 2. So he ends up with 8.35.
Net.
Yeah, net. Yeah. And she may be in financial ruin. And I went, oh, gee whiz.
Well, and here's the thing. I do think that he's going to have an easier time getting roles than she will.
He's a box office draw, sure.
But I'm just saying.
Is he still a box office draw?
There were people outside the courthouse when they, after it was out, shouting, Johnny.
Yeah, he'll still.
No, he'll, you know.
Yeah, he will.
They could do another Pirates of the Caribbean and it would
theaters, of course. Yeah.
Well.
And I have to admit, you know, he's not a bad actor.
Oh, no, he's one. He's a good actor.
Somebody say he did his best acting on the stand.
On the stand, yes.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see any of it.
I apologize for taking up your time, ladies and gentlemen.
I will say this, though, on the film standpoint, though. This is not talking about him as a person or anything like that. My favorites from him still will always be Edward Scissorhands. I always thought he was fantastic in that.
Yep.
And Donnie Brasco, he and Al Pacino, 1997, a very good mob movie that kind of gets forgotten when people talk about mob movies. There you go. There's two.
Let's hope in the future we're talking more about the movie aspect
Right.
of Johnny and Amber and the acting aspects and not this.